The Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction has a long history of provoking strong reactions. The institute also houses an art gallery dedicated to works of a similar nature. WFIU's Yael Cassander filed this report from the new exhibition at IU's Kinsey Institute Gallery.
You'd expect a show at the Kinsey Institute Gallery to be at least a little risque. Browsing the pictures that line the Institute's narrow corridors, one's gaze darts from an erotic Japanese woodblock print to a prisoner's homemade pornographic collage.
We're the Kinsey Institute for Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, so as you can imagine, a lot of our artworks are kind of challenging.
But what's surprising is that even in a show peopled mainly by mother and child, that frisson doesn't go away. The Kinsey's associate curator, Gary Milius, pointed out one photo in the current exhibition, Nature and Nurture, exploring human reproduction from pregnancy through early childhood.
It's this wonderful depiction of a child being born, the crowning of a child. The piece was hanging in the hall for some time, right outside my office. And that's the piece that I felt like people really reacted to the most and had felt the most uncomfortable with. And so I always found that kind of interesting, that out of all of these sexually explicit imagery, the childbirth image was the one that people were less comfortable with.
I show the slideshow to my students, and many of them have never seen such things.
One of the show's featured artists, Julie James, has shown her photographs of home births to the college students who take her courses in human development and family studies.
You know, and these are students from all over the country, and most of them are quite surprised. Some of them like, ooh, that made me uncomfortable. I didn't like seeing, and why are those women naked? You know, some of that kind of response, because they haven't been through it and they think, oh, I'll never be like that.
But even for presumably more mature audiences, images of nudity in the context of pregnancy, birth, and lactation can be taboo. Gary gestures to a piece by artist Yara Kluver.
It's three images in one frame, a triptych with a portrait of her child in the center, flanked by her lactating breast on each side.
The work was the artist's response to having a baby who was unable to nurse.
The piece was part of an exhibit at DePaul University and included on their promotional material, which caused a huge controversy and was actually pulled from the exhibit because people had so many problems with breast in that context.
Many people, though, evidently have very few problems sharing the most intimate moments of the life cycle. Another contemporary piece in Nature and Nurture is an interactive project that compiles live birth videos.
When you click on these individual thumbnails, it takes you to a video piece, and there's sound of a live birth. And as you drag your mouse across it, the head of the infant emerges as the sounds of kind of the delivery room were being looped in the background.
Artists Jessica Westbrook and Adam Trowbridge found the footage included in Afterbirth Spectacular on YouTube. Apparently, lots of people are comfortable with the fact that anyone with an internet connection can see their home movies of giving birth. Whether or not viewers are comfortable with it is a question the curator hoped to raise.
So I kind of wanted to include this interactive piece where people kind of had control over the birth process, where they were the person pulling out, to kind of see if that changed a little bit about people's level of comfort or not.
Among the many artworks here exploring reproduction, dating back to a 2,000-year-old Peruvian vessel, there are just as many ways that the subject is uncloaked. Depending on your perspective, the representations feel anywhere from disquieting to authentic.
I love this photo with the mom.
Mia Beach, whose own photos are part of the show, commented on one of Nikki Grangruth's prints hanging nearby.
The baby's looking at her so lovingly with just this totally innocent smile, and she's looking at him with a really wary look on her face. And I can definitely relate. You do have those moments where you look at them and you go, who are you? What are you doing in my house? I occasionally have this moment where I go, wow, I have three kids. I am mom to them. I am their idea of what a mother is. And it's a lot to live up to.
A willingness to admit ambivalence about motherhood is evident in Grangruth's series, The New Madonnas. A number of other pieces in the show tackle conventional wisdom about gender identity in children. A photo by Jungmae Yoon portrays her 5-year-old daughter in her bedroom.
From far away, it's just this block of solid cotton candy kind of pink with this little girl kind of tucked in the center of it.
The girl's portrait is complemented by Yoon's photo of a young boy, awash in a sea of blue decorations and products. Mia Beach's portrait of her son, on the other hand, is a study in androgyny. He's a delicately featured child, and the garment he's wearing might be overalls or a jumper.
He had picked that dress out in a store in Goodwill and really wanted his own dress. And he went through a really short phase where he, you know, when he was about 7 or 8, where he was curious about dresses and makeup, and so we let him do what he wanted. But I figured as long as he was curious about that, I might as well take his photo to preserve it.
The result is a stunning paean that seems to embody a mother's willingness to let her child be exactly who he is. Along with questioning stereotypes and raising awareness, Nature and Nurture offers many such moments of tenderness and joy. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.
Selections from Nature and Nurture may be seen on our website at wfiu.org/arts. The show is on view at the Kinsey Institute Gallery until December 22nd. As a sidebar, original silkscreen posters by Heather Ault celebrating the history of birth control are on view in the Kinsey's conference room.